I remember being in the 11th grade, and I had gotten my progress report, and I had gotten a D in chemistry, a D in algebra 2, and a D in Spanish 3. And I went to a very good high school, one of the best high schools probably in the state of California. And my mother saw that progress report, and the first thing she said was, "You're not playing AAU." And do you know that I was pissed? I mean, I was heated. I couldn't believe it. I felt like my mom had some kind of personal vendetta against me, and it just, oh, I was upset. And I was crushed because I love basketball. And I didn't speak to my mother after that. I mean, I may have said hi and bye, but there wasn't any small talk. Like, the conversations were very dry and very limited. And eventually, my mother let me play AAU. And I never could understand why she went against her punishment. Because up until that point in my life, my mother had never gone against a punishment that she issued. But in this case, she went against it. And I played at AAU. And I remember we lost to a team out of Seattle. We lost to a team out of Denver. We lost to a team out of Texas. Maybe we beat that team out of Texas. I don't remember. But I played well. You know, I played very well in the AAU tournament. But years later, I spoke with my uncle. And he told me, he said, "Do you remember that time when your mother didn't want to let you play AAU?" I was like, "Yeah." "And then she let you play?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, you know, she called me one day and she was crying." I said, "What?" "Yeah, she was crying. And the first thing she said was, 'He won't talk to me.'" And immediately I felt low. I was crushed. And I was more so crushed because I made my mother seem vulnerable, but also because I couldn't reconcile it. I couldn't rectify it. I couldn't apologize for it. I couldn't make amends because she was gone. She had passed away. And that really bothered me for years. It really did. And I've never spoken about this until today because it's my mother's birthday, October 29th, but this will be published on October the 30th. But my point is, I learned a valuable lesson. I learned that as a man, and you're really a man, you have to always be the bigger person. You have to always see things for what they are. You have to always put the best interest of everybody in mind or in front of your own selfish needs or wants. I was young, but my mother was only wanting the best for me, and I couldn't see it. To her, my education was bigger than basketball, and it ended up being bigger than basketball anyway. But I would love to apologize to my mother for that, for just not understanding, just being immature. But it's also a blessing in the sense that I learned that moment a portion of what it means to be a man. And as a man, we got to take responsibility. And as a man, our women have to be able to depend on us, even our mothers, our wives, our sisters, our grandmothers, our aunts, our cousins, our girlfriends. They have to be able to depend on us. They have to be able to look to us to make the right decisions. And my mother trusted me to get good grades. And at the end of the day, I let her down. And I probably did hurt her feelings. But what hurt her more than me getting 3 D's in my progress report was me not speaking to her. Because what I did was I tried to use something that was going to hurt my mother. And that's where I was wrong. And that's where being a man comes into place. And a man's not to use his manhood to hurt a woman. He's not to use his manhood to damage or scar a woman. His manhood should be an upliftment to a woman. His manhood should add value to a woman. So I want you all to cherish your mothers right now. I cherish my mother, even though she's been gone. And I love my mother because what she did was gave 110% towards my success. She gave everything she could so that I could be successful. So even now, as I'm even saying this, I'm even thinking about I need to go harder because of the sacrifice that she made. Because as a man, we take what these women give us and we're supposed to make it better. We take their respect and their honor and their love and we make something miraculous happen from it. So I want to wish my mother happy birthday and I want to thank her for giving me lessons in life, even in her absence. Welcome to the Dirty Soapbox. Yeah, I'ma talk about it on the Dirty Soapbox. I keep telling y'all my soapbox might be dirty, but my kicks are clean. Let me tell y'all something. People are asking me for favors. They're asking me for major favors, big favors, life-changing favors. And I gotta ask them one question. Did you post my album on your page? Did you show me the same support I've shown you? These are fair questions and they're simple questions. It's either yes or no. These people are asking me major favors that are life-changing favors. And I asked them, have you at least posted a song on your page? The same page you post everybody else's stuff on, have you posted my stuff on your page? And guess what the answer is? No. But you know why they haven't posted my album on their page? Because deep down inside, they feel in some kind of way about me. It's not about my album, it's me. These folks are not liking the album. These folks are not liking me. They just don't want to say it. I don't mind you not liking me though. I just say, take me out of the equation and make it about the music because the music can really bless your life. And I don't make it about me. I make it about the art. I make it about my passion. I make it about what I need to do in life is not about me. But a lot of y'all are caught up on how you feel about me. And really, how you feel about me is really how you feel about yourself. It's not even about me. It's really about you. This is why I'm urging people to listen to my album. If you listen to my album, it's gonna bless your life. Because it blessed my life making the album. It blessed my life getting funding for the album. It blessed my life releasing the album. It blessed my life. And I want the same for y'all. There'll be a lot of more people asking major favors. Now I'm going to ask them, did you post my album on your page? Did you post my album on your page? Because there's folks I've known not even a year and they've posted my album on their page. There's people I know that are sharing my album and they're not family. So I'm going to ask y'all again, did you post my album on your page? And if your answer is no, then you have your answer. But here goes the cold part. If your answer was yes, you never would have had to ask for the favor in the first place. That's the cold part. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I'm going to tell you the truth. My boy said something so powerful. He said, we got to be the same when the money comes. We have to be the same when the money comes. So I don't want to make God out to be a liar and switch up when the success comes. Because if I switch up, that means it wasn't real. That means who I am was a facade. It was fake. So I'm going to do all of you all a favor. If you come asking me for anything, you probably are on the outside looking in. I had somebody say something so honorable. This man said, don't shun me. Y'all can't even understand what that even meant, not only to say it, to have enough humility to even say it. It takes a king to even say something like that, to even utter that phrase, don't shun me. To say that to somebody shows so much character and so much humility. I have to honor it. I have to honor that person. Now I can't never shun them. And I wasn't even shunning them. But now I can't ever shun them. Because one thing I'm not going to argue with, ladies and gentlemen, children, is the truth. So if a man is humbling himself to me, then I must humble myself to that man. The same way God humbled God's omnipotence to us, humanity. God don't have to deal with us, but God does, because God is God. God is not to waste any time with humanity, but God loves us so much that God's like, I want them all to win. If it was God's will, we all prosper. So guess what? I want to get my mindset like God's. And if it's my will, and if it's my wish, then all of us shall prosper. But the ones that will benefit directly from what I'm doing are the people that believed in me. If you didn't believe in me, it's going to show. I love you. So today is my mother's birthday, and in honor of her birthday, you know, I want to do a podcast, and I also want to say that my mother planted seeds with me. My mother planted seeds with me. My mother tried to show me the world. We used to take vacations. My mom would get an extra job to take me and my cousin on vacation and take my dad. If my dad was around, she would take my dad. And they wasn't messing around. She just wanted me to have a positive image of my father. And I respect my mother for that. My mother never talked bad about my dad. And she had every right to, because I saw it. I talked bad about him. She never talked bad about my dad. And she always included him in anything the family did. That's honor. That's a queen. That's a real woman. My mom planted seeds with me. My mom sent me to the best school. My mom planted seeds with me, man. My mom said, I can't afford to send you to this private school. I had to get a job at the private school. They helped my mom out. I had to get a job. I had to take out the trash. They was calling me Rock. My mom planted seeds. My mom built character in me. Happy birthday to my mama, man. Honor, respect, loyalty, dedication, any word we can use to describe greatness, and that's what my mom did, man. My mom planted a seed. And I'm telling y'all, I got an example of what it looks like when somebody believes in you. When somebody believes in you, man, they give you their life. That's what believing in somebody is. Y'all want to tiptoe. Y'all playing double dutch. You think y'all finna just double dutch until we blow up and y'all gonna latch on and go to the top with us? No. My mom planted a seed, man. I saw it. My mom didn't know the future. She didn't know how it was going to turn out, but she still gave me the best. She didn't hold nothing back. That's honor. My mom had to have some faith. She had to believe that what she was doing was going to pay off. I'm finna go harder now. My mind, even as I'm saying this, my spirit's getting renewed on this. I'm getting more confidence. I'm getting more fire. And I wasn't going to do this podcast. I wanted to go to sleep because I got to be on set early tomorrow. Yeah, I got to be on set early tomorrow. And I got an album out. And I'm still in shape. And what? All that. But I'm blessed to be a blessing. I'm blessed to be a blessing. I'm getting off on a tangent. Let me get back. My mom planted a seed, though. And a lot of you all, the reason why folks cut you off and don't fool with you anymore is because you didn't believe in them. And you know how they know you didn't believe in them? Because you didn't plant no seeds in them. You didn't plant no seeds in them. You didn't put no money on their books. You didn't buy their album. You didn't wear their clothes. You didn't buy their clothes. I go out there, man, and I support anybody I know doing something. I at least buy their product. I at least support what they're doing. I even post their stuff on my page because I want to see everybody win. Does everybody do it for me? No. But if I made it about me, I wouldn't do it for anybody. I remember being a kid, man, and during Christmas time at Secret Santa in school, I would always go and get the good toys, the Transformers and the G.I. Joes and the Lego sets. I would always go and get the good toys, and I never got a good toy in return. And I remember one year, I snapped. And my teacher said, "What are you upset about?" I said, "Man, I always give people good toys, and look what they give me." And she said, "Do you know his family can't afford this? They poor. They can't afford it. You're going to have a good Christmas." They're not. What you gave him made his Christmas. You got to plant a seed, man. My mom planted a seed in me. You got to have faith. You got to believe. That's how I know you love me. If you believe in me. I got people telling me they believe in me. And it's folks I ain't known for a long time. But you know why? Because they can see me for me. And them other folks is looking at that mirror. Like Medusa. Looking in that mirror, you turn to stone. And you got snakes in your head. But the snake's still wiggling, but your face is stone. And y'all walk around looking like that. My mom planted a seed. My mom believed in me. My mom loved me. My mom planted a seed. My mom gave me the best. Happy birthday. Dorsey Lee Blanchard, happy birthday. For believing in me. Planting that seed. I got to go harder now. I got to really go hard now. The Holy Spirit bring all things to remembrance. I got to go harder now. My mother was not only a great mother and a great woman, she was also a great person. and she was a pillar in the community. And everybody loved my mother because she had character. My mother was a great person, salt of the earth. People depended on her. People trusted her. People honored her. My mother told them people, they better not touch my son. All the gangsters, I don't care who you was, thugged out, dude, ride or die, it didn't listen. Gang bang, don't matter. Y'all better not touch my son, and she meant it. That's honor. Everybody had the same response. Yes, Miss Dorsey. Everybody said the same thing. Yes, Miss Dorsey. My mom didn't even have a last name. Folks literally called my mom Miss Dorsey. Like her name was like Dorsey. Like Dorsey, just one name. Like Wolverine, Magneto, like a superhero name. She was one name. Dorsey. Put some respect on it, Miss Dorsey. But my mom had character and honor and all these great things, man. And I'm thankful to have been raised by her. And I am thankful to God that she planted the seeds in me, dear Lord. I'm thankful. I'm thankful. And I pray that you all have a mother like I had. And I pray that you all cherish your mother. Don't make it about you. It's not about you. Make it about what's right. And you got to honor your parents. I know it may get tough sometimes, but honor your parents. And for you, all that support me, I want to thank you all too. Because my mother created the product you all are supporting. So you all are supporting her wishes and prayers and endeavors too. And I want to thank you all for supporting me, posting my album, sending me encouragement, buying my album, spreading the word. I want to thank you all for blessing me and believing in me. Because y'all's belief in me is really pushing me along. And I'm just thankful. And guess what? I'm not going to leave not nary one of y'all behind. Y'all are coming with me. And I mean that. So I want to thank you all and I love you all. And you all wish my mother a happy birthday. Wait for it. Free Blanche. Get money. Go. Love you, mama.